demonstration of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. RDAZ calls for independent audit of the health worker recruitment. Government urged to prioritize organic agriculture. In international news, Benin's Wadanga wins presidency by landslide. And in sports, Kansashi Dynamo's football club head coach currently away from duties. And now the news in detail. Zambia's ambassador to Vietnam, Mr. Mokam Mumba, says the great potential of coffee production in Northern Province has attracted interest of investment by the Vietnam government. Speaking earlier today when Vietnam delegates toured Kasama coffee plantations, Mr. Mumba added that investing in coffee production in the province will create employment to the people of the region, especially the youth. He also adds that the empowerment will not only target large-scale farmers, but also small-scale farmers to eradicate poverty. The former Vietnam Minister of Agriculture, Cao Dac Phat, who was among the delegates, also added that Zambia and Vietnam have also the same natural conditions which make it possible for Zambia to produce extremely high tons of coffee.
A lot of similarity in natural conditions. Vietnam is on the latitude 10 to 20 north. You are 10 to 20 south. So asymmetric over the equator. It means that we can grow the same crops, raise the same animal in our countries. And that what I am seeing.
The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, RDAZ, has called for an independent audit of the health worker recruitment database following growing allegations of corruption and irregularities. RDAZ President Paul Chiwe says the association has received credible and widespread reports that the Civil Service Commission database is being manipulated. Dr. Chiwe alleges that names are being inserted, removed or altered in exchange for bribes or political patronage. He noted that the alleged malpractice has resulted in many qualified healthcare professionals being left out despite ongoing government recruitment efforts aimed at addressing staffing shortages in the health sector. He has since urged authorities to implement a more transparent recruitment system. The Ministry of Community Development and Social Services has reaffirmed its commitment to safeguarding the welfare of children, including those living on the streets. Speaking at Chikumbi Children's Home of Safety during the commemoration of the International Day for Children in Street Situations held under the theme Protect, Not Punish, Senior Child Development Officer Ms. Siboni Lesakala emphasized that government is strengthening child protection systems, enhancing access to social services, and ensuring that every child is given an opportunity to thrive. She added that this year's theme underscores a critical message: children in street situations are not criminals, but individuals in need of care, protection, and support. Meanwhile, Chikumbi Children's Home of Safety Center Manager Ms. Auxilia Lungu emphasized that every child matters and deserves a safe, supportive, and nurturing environment. Ms. Lungu has since called for a collective approach to addressing the challenges faced by children in street situations. Minister of Tourism, Rodney Sikumba, has announced significant progress in the planned upgrade of infrastructure at the Victoria Falls following a presidential directive aimed at enhancing safety and improving the overall visitor experience. The minister says government has already completed the construction of safety barricades at key viewing points and is now shifting focus to upgrading facilities to align with international tourism standards. He explains that the next phase of works will include the redesign of the Interpretation and Information Centre to ensure a more structured and seamless visitor journey from entry points through to the falls. The developments are part of broader efforts to strengthen Zambia's position as a competitive tourism destination while ensuring the safety and comfort of visitors. Meanwhile, Kagosi Mwamulowe, Executive Director of the National Heritage Conservation Commission, says the redevelopment will expand the interpretation of the site to include geology, anthropology, and the historical narratives of surrounding communities. Now, 190 members from the Patriotic Front, PF, in Suluwe Ward of Kalawo District have defected to the United Party for National Development, UPND. The group led by Suluwe Ward Councillor Mangenda Kwalela, Ward Chairman Ruben Namitondo Kashweka, Deputy Chairman Sitenga Naluyowa, and Coordinator Mubukwanu Lipepa was officially received by District Chairman Sam Masie on behalf of Liuwa Member of Parliament Kapelwa Mbangweta. Welcoming the new members, Kalabo District Chairman Sam Masie praised the growing support for President Hage Ndehijilema and the ruling UPND in Western Province.
Kono mubuso wo waka inde wo wike mezi ni wona mubuso wo luvale la kwa mubuso yemi ndiye yemimu ye usizena ha Zambia chika ho kachenu le balikani baluna wole wa inzi mapati yemi yene usize fateni wamo ni mutoko wakuli mutio uswalisa nenie na kana choyo imbaswe
yeye
hama zikie ndamba femazo mutio na nini zi wangana kiwangana na shule chali wanga
wangana
barika ni wano wakini sakuli vayi polezi kame eto wabona baswe ni mama ngiva kama mwoniku alulatiku siyarela alulatiku siyarela mazo lopilie halu kopa nini ya moho halu kakena mariketsa alunakuwa ni musevezo mutuna ukipolo nga hape auyo halu kakena mariketsa zeta haze alunakuwa hape ni kuitwa haka kuitabela minuluwa ni vatili kako ni kafe wana wana waka hii?
Waka hii.
Agriculture News.
A member of the public has called on the government to prioritize organic seeds and fertilizer in agriculture as these do not destroy the soil as chemical fertilizers do. Mr. Martin Njovu, a health researcher, has noted that organic seeds and fertilizers are good for human health and protect the environment. Ms. Njovu has lamented that the government has not shown commitment to the agriculture sector, even in terms of recruitment. He has added that organic farming will help the nation reduce the disease burden, and prioritizing it will enable the nation have enough food and resources.
Pamene iziva kuti climate yatu yatikapoipa doti yaonongeka doti ifunika organic but government sima ikakonzeru maningi oru kungenesa vantu nchito vamu agriculture sima ngenesa pavonza me timamvera vanasi wa polisi masoja but kuti tuone kwa agriculture so kenti esese kukamba po maningi kuti government yatu na vantu wonse tibwelele kwa organic nda organic ndi ya mene ina mavitamini ya mene yafunika mutupi muntu kuti apole muntu ni vakudia kuti oxygen tipeme ni agriculture ifunika kungala na mpamvu kuikako mpamvu na nzeru notisha pe patali olo kapena vaipasa 30% sifuna wakazipasa olo 98% mu budget.
Need to take a break? To stay tuned.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concern.